seminarist, I, as I'm going along in my everyday stuff, I see things all around me that inspire me. I'll be driving in traffic and I'll look and see a truck in front of me, and I sometimes think of it as a painting. I start to look at the shapes and the colors and things like that, and it gives me ideas about things I might want to create. I tend to collect things, much to the chagrin of my family, that I think might be used in some piece of artwork in the future. Rusty metal pieces, broken glass, rocks, broken windows, you name it, I've got it in my house for the future. And you saw some baskets when you were coming in earlier today, some objects in them, and you've been asked to take one or more of these objects for yourself. I hope, does everyone have an object? If you don't, there are some on those back tables, and I suggest that you get one before we go into the meditation. I enter my artwork on an emotional and spiritual level. The intellectual comes later, once the work is completed. I try not to think too much about what I'm doing, I try to just do. And when I start thinking, it's time for me to stop. And one of the ways that I get to the place where I can begin working is through meditation. I need to quiet out the sounds of every day. You know, I can be so bombarded with what needs to be done, what should have been done, where I should be, maybe, rather than being right where I am. So the meditation really helps me to just get into a different kind of a zone, a different kind of mindset, and to try to clear my head of that kind of clutter so that I can use my other clutter to create. And today I'm going to take you on one of my meditation journeys. I'm going to ask that you please hold your object in your hand while we do this, and to close your eyes and get into a comfortable position. This is a deep meditation, a journey inward, where you will meet your creative essence. For when you know who you are, when you value who you are, when you trust who you are, then you can give freely all that you are to the creative spirit. Take a deep breath and relax. Picture yourself in the most peaceful natural surroundings. You are safe and you are whole. Breathe in, calm. Breathe out, let go. You are relaxed yet aware. You are surrounded by love and are at peace. In this perfect place of calm, choose to explore your inner creative and higher self. There is a cloud of color before you. Just for now, this color is meaningful. This color is a symbol of the creative spirit within you. Notice how pale or how deep this color is. Bring it closer to yourself and feel the glow. Enter into your cloud of color and be supported by its love, its goodness. Make the choice to explore this color, this creative essence. Take notice of the object you hold in your hand. Explore these objects, feel them. Are they soft or hard, rough or smooth, small or large? This object is going to take on a new life and a new meaning by your hands. Please please sit for the next few seconds and allow your object to inspire you. It is time to come back from your meditation. Slowly, very slowly, return from your journey. You are surrounded by a cloak of white light. You bring with you your relaxed, refreshed, and creative state of being. You return with what you have learned. Don't ask how or why, but allow your hands to speak freely. As you leave this service, you will be part of a collaborative art project to take place in our dining room. Let your creative spirit guide you to place your object onto the backing board in the dining room. There will be glue there and other items to help you secure your items. Thank you.